This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Speaking of camp, this one time at band camp, I got a head rush while singing in the choir and fell sideways into an entire section of folding chairs. It was a showstopper. Well, this season, a lot of campers are forgoing things like choir and even archery to get more screen time. As part of our Learning Curve series on tech and education, Marketplace's Adrian Hill files this report on computer camp.
Forget your typical summer camp experience, swimming and campfires and ghost stories. Ooh. At computer camps around the country, kids are telling stories about Minecraft. They're learning coding instead of canoeing.
I thought it was really cool to know how to make an app.
That's Aurora. She's spending the week at ID Tech Camp at UCLA.
I'm only a kid and I'm 11, and you don't see a lot of kids making apps on the App Store that might actually sell. So I thought it'd be cool.
The room is humming. Mostly boys. There are rows of students working on computers tucked away in individual cubbies. No threat of poison ivy here. Bright signs on the wall say game, code, tech, create. 14-year-old Gabrielle is learning 3D modeling and animation.
I previously, when I was younger, had gone to, you know, more traditional summer camps where it's just, like, all fun, all games. But I felt like it was time I had become a little more serious about what I want to do for the future.
More serious about the future at 14. The pamphlet for ID Tech plays straight into that. It's there on page one, quote, "Right now, there are over 1 million unfilled jobs in STEM." The message, $900+ for this week-long camp can help prepare a kid for those high-skilled jobs.
Technology is great. Computers are great. It's going to be a part of our future.
Peg Smith is head of the American Camp Association. She says you can learn 21st century skills at traditional camps, too. Creativity, communication, collaboration.
For kids to be able to be outside, in nature, actively involved, in authentic situations with other people, I think is a real advantage in today's world.
Smith says the funny thing is, computer camp used to be where kids went to play with exotic devices. Now, computers are everywhere, and it's traditional camp where they experience the exotic. Nature. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.